And in reality, reports also indicate that it's an isolated event. It doesn't have a direct bearing on the issue of the redesign or whatever. It's not a demonstration, really. And we have somebody on ground that we can talk to, who, of course, for security reasons, doesn't want to be named. You know, these days people want to be very careful. Do I have his? Has his call come through? He hasn't called through. Okay, when his call comes through, he will be able to give us an on the spot assessment. He's a matured person, somebody that I know, I've known all my life, extremely man, almost 70. So, and he actually went out and saw things the way they are. And in the meantime, our People's Parliament moves on today. Two of those who indicated interest are here. I plead with you, please, 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 if you ask that you want to attend a function like this, I think you better be sure. You know, I don't think it, because you have denied two other people now. The one that I'm so sad about is the gentleman who came in from England about 2 days ago. He had given notice, but he wasn't sure when he would arrive, you know. And now the space is here. I think that is the call that I'm waiting for. Oh, they're still processing it. But why Yombi? Oh, that means, you know, in Lagos, yeah, they have one name for things like this, engine, you give me. Is it called through now?
No.
Okay, all right. Keep to your engine, and I keep to myself. So I have my very good friend here. It was nice to see him for the first time last week. He came 7 days ahead, and he's here again. Jesu Lokwe, morning. How are you? Den Detinwa, that's his surname.
Denwa.
Jesu Lokwe. So your name is Jesu, I mean, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You're the first Jesu to Maria. I better tap the anointing. And I also have Alamotu Adini. Morning. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Sir. I'm fine, sir.
Jesu, what do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
Adjust the mic. Speak into the mic. It won't bite you.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a software engineer and a forex trader.
You trade in forex?
Yes, sir.
Forex, is it the
not crypto rates? No. We trade in normal.
Oh, the call is here. Okay, let's take the call here. Hey, morning. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay, so you had told me you don't want to be identified, so I stick to the protocol we agreed. So, what's happening in that area now? You live in K2, but you went out this morning, you said.
Hello?
Yes, please go on.
What happened was that early this morning,
yes,
learned some youths staged what was meant to be a peaceful protest on the Mile 12 axis,
mm-hmm,
complaining about the non-availability of cash from the banks or the ATMs and things. Them being subjected to unscrupulous POS operators who charge crazy fees.
Yeah.
So that started everything. They were going on as peaceful, but some miscreants, as usual, infiltrated. So used the opportunity to start robbing innocent passers-by and everything.
So it wasn't like any violent thing.
They had cudgels and clubs and everything that their money, their Kosovo star.
Were there any chants? Oh, your uncle Jadi.
Yes, a few of them I saw.
So you moved back, didn't you?
Yes.
You know what?
I am back to the same
location. Okay, everything is under control now. Traffic is moving.
There's a heavy police presence. I should actually commend the police, because when that's the guys good came out, blocked the main street. So I was coming from Ojota.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make a detour to Ojota garage. I stood there. So I now proceeded cautiously on foot. So the policemen were already there. They drove them back and everything. They quelled the thing. There are no more protesters inside, but people gathered in small groups. No shops are open, sir. No shops.
Well, that's normal for everybody.
No shops are open. The petrol station there, the eatery there, everything. People are just huddled in small groups.
Okay.
Even the deeper garage is not open. But situation is under control. Traffic is flowing normally. Okay. A lot of policemen on that axis between K2 and Ojota. A lot of policemen. But everything is proceeding normally. Okay. Oh, there's normalcy. It's almost returning fully.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We thank you
God
for...
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. Ume honi. Ume na was your adobo.
I got my journey.
Ujani.
Jazz streets.
Okay, so what does Mr. Alamotu do? Which is your surname, though?
Alamotu is the surname. The surname. Adini is the...
Alamotu is a big family, though.
Yes.
Very big family.
Yes.
I used to have friends, three of them.
What are they fine in family? Yeah.
Most of them are very fair.
They may not be bad.
Well, what do you think we are? You know, what do you say with me? Okay, let's get down. We need to lighten ourselves up a little bit. There seems to be tension in the air. Just look where you're,
yes, sir. Coming in this morning. Thank God I left early anyway.
Yeah.
Because I said I was coming in from K2.
Now, I'm talking politically now.
Politically.
Yes.
Okay.
You've heard the latest. Did you hear El-Rufai's speech, by the way?
Yes.
What crossed your mind when you heard it?
Is it the one he said about they should be collecting
The old notes?
The old notes,
yes. When he gave a directive, it wasn't just a directive,
yes,
against the president's instruction. What occurred to you then?
What came to my head is that no fear anymore. Like, anything can happen. Whatever president is saying, whatever the president is saying doesn't concern them in their own state. So you can do and undo.
Do you consider that a good state of affairs?
No.
What about Alamotu?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. And thank you for this opportunity. I think most of these politicians are caught unaware by what the president is doing. So it is just like, you know, last minute desperation. So they are trying to hold on to whatever they can hold on to, you understand, in a bid to get what they want. Because none of them for now can actually read what's on the president's mind. So what they are doing is that just reacting to issues, you know, on their feet. That's what I think. And, you know, if we just have to be careful and be prayerful that it doesn't lead to chaos at the end. Because if the president is giving a speech at one hand, and APC governor, and thank God they are high APC, they are even under the same umbrella, they are even under the same, I don't want to use the word umbrella, under the same party. They should have been able to, there should be an internal mechanism to sort out some of these things. You don't need to come to the public and, you know, aggravate situation and make it, you know, make the situation very tense.
Well, Alamotu, doesn't that show that there's a clash of interests within the party?
Yes.
I told Sheriff this morning, and if I didn't tell him, he should say so. I didn't tell him that the party seems to be divided down the line.
You didn't tell me. You did not tell
me. I knew he would. I purposely said.
Ojai.
He just felt like.
Ojai.
You know, the interests have clashed.
Sure.
Why do you think the Bola Tinubu camp keeps saying that this cash redesign, the president has claimed ownership for it,
sure,
is to make sure that money is not available to influence voting? So why is it that the presidential camp keeps saying that it was directed at them? Do you have an answer to
that? What I think is that, I think, like what you said, that, you know, there's a clash in between. And that's, I think that started right from the days of the primaries. I think Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu saw some signals. Because when we can remember the Olule saga, Olule, you know, because something must have, you know, informed that statement. So, and I think that is what is still playing out up to now, that he felt maybe the president is not, you know, in spirit, body and soul committed to his program. That's why that's the feelers of Senator Ahmed Tinubu is what, you know, those that the supporters will be getting, his body language, his reactions and everything, and they will now be picking it up to react, you know, to come to the public and, you know, give out their own position as a camp within the APC party.
Okay, move it over to when he's at Jesus. Okay, this is look where. Is it any of our business if the APC have a problem between two warring groups? Is it any of our business? Does it concern us? Do you think so?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Because you think it concerns us?
Yes, it concerns us. Because I think if it escalates, it could go to the extent of causing havoc for the whole Nigeria. And they may postpone election. And that is what we don't want.
Do you think the postponement is likely?
if it continues this way, sir, anything can happen. If it continues
and,
this way.
And so if you heard that there was a postponement, what would your reaction be?
I just pray they don't.
We keep saying postponement. What if there's outright cancellation? Because postponement, let's even have a discussion on that. And please beg this man to put whatever is playing with down and see if he can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm with you, sir.
Okay, so if Sheriff, if there's a postponement, are you going to postpone the election with the same candidates? It's just a date. It's just a function of, oh, we can't have this on 25th. We are now moving it to 9th of April. Or if you say postponement or cancellation, we have to go back to the basics all over again. What do you think that would mean? Because we keep thinking that, okay, the elections might not hold. If it doesn't hold, the reasons at that time will be given. Fair enough. But would it then be that it's just the date we are shifting until we can tidy ourselves up with the same candidates, or we have to go all over again? Tough one.
Is that for me?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Your new name is Shino. You opened that discussion of Woloma Shino. That's your new name, Shino.
First of all, I think the elections will hold. But to come to the question, if we're shifting the date, we're just shifting the date. Nothing would change apart from that. The players will still will be the players. To say that we're canceling the election means that we are trying to truncate our democracy. That's what it means. And I don't think anybody will want to be in the history books of those who want to truncate the democracy.
Okay, so when you now hear of the possibility of an interim national government,
yeah,
that as a doctrine of necessity, what would be the purpose if at the end of the interim we are back again to the same issues?
So here is the thing. Interim national government would only be precipitated by some event. We don't have such events right now.
Not issues.
No. It's still the same thing. Issues and...
Issue is even from event.
Okay, so...
Event is physical.
Yeah.
Issue is non-physical, but the issues. For example, now we have issues now.
Yeah.
Okay, the two sides have... You know, because if at his level, El-Rufai, he has said he has no confidence in the president,
yeah,
by implication of what he has said.
Yes.
He has told his people to disobey, that's mass disobedience,
mm-hmm,
to the president's directive. And he has also accused them of saying that they want to plan an interim government headed by a major general.
Mm. So it won't be the first person that would say it.
Better be the last.
Fanny Kayode had said it. And it won't be the first time El-Rufai will say something that can be quite insightful, mm-hmm, or inciting, if I may. It won't be the first time. There was one time he was quoted to have said that people will live in body bags, which try to interfere in elections. So, yeah, he's not to have been saying such things in the past.
Mm.
But it's not even my concern. Mike, because it's really not to be taken very seriously when it comes to our democracy. He doesn't own our democracy. He can say whatever he wants to say. Because the over 215 million Nigerians own the democracy, not him.
Not him.
Yeah. So I want to believe that interim national government is some kind of statement that people just want to use to get people worked up.
And intimidated.
To their own political advantage.
Mm.
It is not going to happen. We're going to have elections.
Okay. All right. I mean, I love that. I hope you don't mind, though, that I veered into that, because part of our job as analysts is to look at all scenarios. So we are not playing mischief here. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the constitution is sacrosanct and must be followed to the letter. But then again, we are in funny times. I haven't heard of this kind of mass. You say it's a stock in trade, but to go on a broadcast and get citizens of your state to defy a presidential order, my God, I can't remember having never heard that. I don't remember.
So some other governors might not have gone on air, but they've said similar things.
Fair enough. If you don't go on air, that's fair. Mm. I mean, that's okay. So if you don't go, but to go on actually on a broadcast, if you try that kind of thing in the military government, you will not finish that broadcast. Take my word for it.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
You will not finish that broadcast. I think it's a bit irresponsible, really. And I stand by what I say. It's irresponsible. Nobody has a monopoly of access to anything.
It's trying to get people worked up.
Yes.
It's trying to create
that's
some.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Also, in the days, Mr. Alamotu,
yes, sir.
In these days of the social media,
yes.
Nobody has a monopoly of going to the public anything. And yes. telling them, but it's not done.
That's it. Yes.
I don't think it's going to add any value to what we are doing.
I agree.
Because you see, it's him doing that to the president today. I don't know what it's going to be 5, 6, 10 years from now. Yes. Even as his governor himself, he wouldn't allow a local government chairman to do that to him.
Yes, he won't.
He won't.
Most of the things that governors do, nobody can do it to them.
Yes.
Like Nigerian governors. Nobody can do it.
Let me ask Alamotu, what kind of people are governors anyway? They held Obasanjo by the jugular.
Jugulars, yes.
That's what compromise now produced Yar'Adua and Jonathan. Okay, they held Jonathan himself by the jugular.
Yeah.
Now they want to hold Baba by the jugular. You know, and our governors. I mean, I don't understand. One of them, the other day, until we made so much noise, was wearing a wristwatch of $730,000.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't think we don't know who or what they're doing.
Abject poverty.
Yes. And in this particular case, I think there's some element of selfishness in it.
Very well. I agree with that.
Do you agree?
I agree
Yes, sir.
I agree with
that. Do you actually think that some of these governors are fighting a cause for the poor man on the streets?
I don't think so. They are fighting for themselves.
You reckon?
Yes, because when the NSAS happened, none of them came out. None came out. So this time around, this thing is hitting them hard. And with someone even said it, I don't know if I can say it,
nice.
That they know a governor with old Naira notes that kept 22 billion.
It's not someone, it's, what's his man's name? Is it Galadima?
Yes.
It's Galadima. It's not someone. Okay. He's not there. He was on TV.
Good.
Yes.
So someone said, Galadima said.
So you believe that if someone can have 22 billion, others can also have the same.
They can even have 22 billion.
To be honest with you, if you look at the way some of these governors spend money,
yes,
the kind of donations that they—you see—the morning shows the day.
That's it.
You know, little things show what larger things can take place.
Come, yes.
If you look at the way they spend money,
yes. They don't care.
They yes. don't care.
They don't care.
And sir, that's why this Naira reason. I have previous that have come on this is look at the issue. They are very bad to as a force or as a single body to make a broadcast on behalf of the masses. But now this thing is eating them hard, just like he said. If one of them can have 22 billion naira, you know, kept somewhere.
In a private house.
Yes. For election. Only God knows what others are having. So, and you know, it will be very difficult for them, you know, with the process and all these things, all this naira is designed to bring those money back into the system and get a new one.
And I believe...
Do you think if you had money for elections, you put it all in one house? In case the house catches fire.
that I don't think it's a brilliant idea.
So maybe this 22 billion
is just one.
It's just one of so many.
Yes. One of so many.
It is only God that is even keeping us.
Okay, we'll soon take a break. When we come back, we'll be taking phone calls.
All right.
Please observe our general rules. And when you come back, please skip all the good afternoon, good evening, whatever. And just go straight to the point. Let me tell you, we're going to stick to the 1 minute rule. But let me teach you a bit about public speaking in times like this. Don't waste time saying good morning. Or, well, good morning. Then you now say, I'd like to contribute. You have already time. Just say morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
is Lucky Lola Magu.
Yes.
Yes, Buhari is known in the country now.
Yes.
Addis Ababa with his new bride, Emefiele. Uncle Dimi, imagine a governor going against the election made by the president. All of a sudden, Erufai is now the champion of the masses. I am waiting, you know, to see exactly how Erufai will enforce this directive. And I want to see the bank, you know, that will listen to him. Have a nice day.
Okay. I want to see the other half of the program, so I got to go on break now, okay? We'll see you at the other half.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, you're welcome back. We'd like to plead for calm, everybody. You know, okay, so this morning there's a bank in our neighborhood here that, you know, I saw everybody rushing there. Apparently they're paying across the counter, you know, in smaller amounts, yes, but the truth is big things you can do with your card and everything. And guess what? To get a card is so easy. It's so easy to the point that it's something you can get anytime, 24 hours. It's been automated. Most of the ATM card producing machines are even outside the banking hall itself. So you can go there 7 in the evening, plug in a few things, and bingo, you have a card. So let's try and keep things down. If a bank here, just around the corner here, is paying cash, everybody's gone there to collect cash over the counter. So let's all see what's going on. Do you believe in what the president is doing, Alamutu? Do you believe what he's doing?
Yes, I want to align my own support with the president for now, for what he's doing, because to me, I believe is actually hard for the Nigerian people.
Yes.
But all along, you know, the powers that be, you know, the super cabals have been holding him down.
Mm.
Maybe he felt now that he has nothing at stake. He has nothing to gain from them now. Let me now do things that would put my name, you know, that would put my name in a good place.
But does the criticism that he also benefited from this kind of scheme, and that's how he became president, does he hold?
To me, it doesn't hold.
Okay.
And why I said it doesn't hold is that at that point in time,
mm-hmm.
if he had not succumbed to what the system has to offer, I don't think he would ever get here. But now...
So why doesn't this suck?
Yes. You know, Uncle Jimmy, sometimes, you know, when you are outside the system, you don't know how deep the rot is.
Yes,
the rot is. So, but until when you now get in... Because if you remember, sir... When he was coming in 2015, there was a particular time he said he visited Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and he saw a lot of cars in his compound, and Baba said they were gifts. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So at that point, I believe it's a message to somebody, to him, how would one person have this massive amount of cars?
He said they were gifts.
But yes, he agreed, and he never argued. But when he now got inside, maybe that was when he now saw... these politicians, I think it's going to be just like when Baba Basanda.
Why does everybody not consider the president a politician? I mean, we seem to have that affection. First and foremost, it's unfortunate that being a politician is not the best profession you can profess to in this country today as we speak. It's sad. They brought it upon themselves, really. The stories that we hear, they brought it upon themselves. But ordinarily, a politician should be a noble profession. Politics should be, it shouldn't be like a full-time profession. It's something that you give maybe after you've retired, you want to give back to society, you take part in things like that. But we've
it's a full-time job.
Yes, if you want to insult me now, that's where
we find ourselves in this country.
Introduce me as a politician.
Yeah, that's where we find ourselves in this country.
Just look, what do you think about the president's directive? Do you think it makes sense? Does it make sense to you? The president's directive
concerning
the Naira
500
design.
Okay, the Naira design.
Yes.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah, indifferent.
Yes.
I mean, fair enough. What does it mean to you? Are you indifferent?
About what, sir?
I was asking him about the president's directive, the redesign, the whole thing about the Naira, the project redesigning the Naira. So he said he's in support. He said he's indifferent.
So there are many areas to it. Let's start with the Supreme Court judgment, position on it. I think the president should have respected that. I think his broadcast.
Do you think he didn't respect it by what his broadcast did now?
Oh, yes, of course, he didn't.
He
didn't.
But okay, did you listen to Odikalu's?
Yeah, so lawyers will have different interpretations.
So we can't stick to one.
No, there are. See, yeah, that's why when you have someone who shoots someone dead, the person will still have a lawyer. It doesn't mean that the person did not do what the person has been accused of doing. So that's the lawyer's job. They're there to say whatever their position is at any time. So, but then what is obvious is that there is a Supreme Court, not High Court, Supreme Court.
Odikalu argues that division of powers, the Supreme Court does, and Odikalu is a professor of law.
He's been quoted to have said some wrong things in the past. So, yeah. His position is not...
But because he said wrong things yesterday, it doesn't mean he can't say the right thing today.
I'm not even saying that he's right or wrong. I'm just saying that from my own... I don't have to...
Okay, say categorically now if you think he's right or wrong.
No, I can't say it. I've said that that's his position. I've said what is very important that the president.
Okay. Let me help you a little bit.
The boss.
Let me say that. Okay. So in the punch we had about 7 sands, and all of them said that the president had violated the Supreme Court or whatever. But I also look at it from the standpoint, I mean, I believe in the rule of law, but I look from the standpoint that the president had an aim in doing this in the first instance, and he made it quite open. If he moves out, if he goes out, if he follows the whatever, it's a decision he had to make. And presidents sometimes have to take very hard decisions.
Very hard.
If he had followed the Supreme Court whatever, my thinking
is
that
the purpose would have been defeated
completely. It's because what it is is that there is evidence to show that, listen, some politicians have stored volumes of money. The irony about this money stored is that it's not money that they inherited, though. Our own money that should have gone into schools, into hospitals, into this, into that, is what they now want to use for elections. And that practice must be stopped. And I believe this is the only way to check it. Because if you say the president should go after them and where the money is kept, it's an exercise in futility.
How many of them?
Ingo does a run around like
running around, yes. Yeah, how many of them?
So, yes.
I want to ask a question, sir. What about what the CBN said about papers? They don't have papers to print.
No, they denied it.
They later denied it.
Yes, because you need to be careful about information that comes out. They denied it. And I honestly don't believe it's an issue of paper. I don't believe. We have a mint here now. And if you can, if you really want to, let's get this very clear. Let's assume, for argument purposes, that they don't have paper. They can order paper now, and the Air Force Hercules can go and pick up the paper.
Sure.
Land it in the Nigeria. In 2 days, you start printing.
Sure.
So forget all those. Those are for those who don't know. The government has that capacity.
Sure.
To the paper that will be printed, because you have a mint, you have a minting order. Even if you now don't have, I'm sure there are places you can go to within 24 hours. The printing technology now is so fast you won't believe it.
Superb.
The money and can be flown in with a Hercules.
Superb.
They don't bring it in through Virgin Atlantic or through. You can send the Hercules to pick it up. So it's not a matter of paper, it's a monetary policy as to how much money you want to push out. That's and right. It's deliberate. Their thinking is, if you push out the new 1,000 Naira note, these people will mop it up again.
Immediately.
And that's probably why it's not even available.
Okay.
Okay, so some people must be doing some type of that to make the president look bad.
Yeah.
So he had to do what he had to do. I'm not making excuses for him. But I'm a realist. I'm a realist. I'm from the rule of law. But sometimes when you are a president or you are a leader, at certain times, you just have to do what you got to do.
That's it. You have to take Can some I pick this?
Yes, that's Azu on Skype.
Where is this speaking from? Is it from Indonesia? Jakarta. Yes. I don't know whether to say good afternoon or good morning now. I'm confused.
Okay, sorry. Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning.
Mr. Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy and Sheriff Sadam had an idea of bringing people to the house and like those that are calling and said, okay, we want to have a people's parliament or something of that sort.
Yes.
And like, again, they did not consider us. Like, we in diaspora are like, okay, today is for people outside. I was just watching the both of you, Uncle Jimmy and his lieutenant, Sheriff. They did not consider that. Today, we say those from abroad, you are the ones that will call in. We are used to it. The federal government is treated us that way. INEC have treated us that way. They've, told us we cannot vote. Now, okay. Uncle Jimmy have done
because of this accusation that you accused me, do you know who I am? But because you have accused me, next week, the light is gone. Gone. I don't know. I can't hear him again.
I'm still here.
I can hear you. Okay, let's have your contribution. Okay, please make your contribution. We'll give you enough time.
All right. For Mr. President, look, Sheriff says something that he's disobeying or obeying Supreme Court. Look, for me, I don't think Nigeria is not right for democracy. In fact, I don't think we need a benevolent dictator. That's what we need in Nigeria. We need to be overriding most of these, procedures. And, Nigeria, we're tough people. We need to be bent to do the right thing. That's just what I think. I don't think, for me, this is a very, very great move. And the president is at the right path. Whatever way he's going to go about it, we're just on his Supreme Court, they should rest. Their own is not getting too much. That's just my only two contributions.
Okay, thank you very thank you very much. But actually, he made a point. But usually when we have open mic, they're free to call in, isn't it?
Yes, sure.
Yes, sure. Free to call in.
Yes, they are.
Let me pick. Look at all the lines there. Hello, good morning.
We have two waiting for you on Skype.
On Skype. Okay. We better pick another Skype. I don't want to pick another Skype. Hello.
Let's do this one first.
Good morning.
My name is Omidhan. I wanted to call in yesterday, but I didn't open the line. So I'm pleased with what people are saying.
Nice.
You cannot say this.
We can hardly hear you, madam. I think you have to call back.
I have three people waiting for you on Skype.
Oh, three people. Let's pick one.
Okay, let's do one.
One of them might be Uche. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Femi. Femi Omotayo calling from Dallas, Texas.
From where? Dallas?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, good, yes.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, I think I'm also president on this part. I think we need a hard reset in that country for real. That's what we need. Uncle Jimmy, I was in a bank in the US like 2 weeks ago. I needed to put some money into my kids' account, maybe for their education in future, because that's what I always plan. I wanted to get $2,500. Do you know the amount of explanation I gave for me to get $2,500 in the bank? I gave like several explanations. I have to go and bring my ID card. I have to do a lot of stuff for me to get that money. In fact, you cannot even try it. If you have $50,000, for you to take $50,000 cash here to the bank, I'm sure they will call the FBI on you. So for people to be taking, like the videos that we saw that people in Kano taking 50 million
years.
Around, exactly, is a big disaster. You understand? People should not have such an amount. If ordinary individuals could have such an amount in hand, do you know how much can do jails and all these governors we have in their houses? This is just criminal, Uncle Jimmy.
Thank you very much.
That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, also with the backdrop of the new dispensation in the world, where cash transactions want to be brought to the real down limit, so that the government can always raise money. Usually, box of money shows some illegality.
Sure.
If you have loads of cash, it's not like I said I was telling Sheriff in the good old days when we used to go and buy cars at Bagger. and you go with this black paper bag and put it under your armpit. I remember one day I wanted to
brown
buy a car. I can't remember whether it was Ademi Louis that followed me or whatever it was. He put it under his armpit and he was walking with a bent walk. I said, the way you are walking.
They've seen it already.
The way you are walking is enough to attract them. I can't remember if he was. He should pardon me if he wasn't. So we can't continue to do things like that,
sure.
In all honesty. Now, the Elewa are going, because I love Elewa are going. If you want to poison me, just give me Elewa are going. I'll be dead.
No, I know.
Now you know. the Elewa are going woman has her bank details pasted on the pot.
Beautiful.
We yes, it's there. So when you want to pay, you don't have cash. At what do you call it? Sulele, designer, whatever. There's a big placard there that shows the account details. So
that's it.
As you order this one with Pomo and everything. I think we just must. We're getting there.
That's it.
We're getting there.
And to buttress what you said, sir, this morning when I was coming, I was coming, the boss I entered down to this place.
No way.
The guy gave him and hold 500 naira. And he said he's not going to collect it.
Okay.
And the guy said, "Well, I don't have any other money. Are you going to take transfer?" I said, "Yes, I am going to take it.
Yes.
This is my account details for 200 or 300 naira. He wants to pay."
Yes.
And he gave him, and right there said, "Yes, I got the alert.
Nice.
Fire lighted from
nice.
There.
Yes.
Same, we are getting
same thing
there.
For you too.
Yes.
Same
he wanted for you. To even collect 100 naira transfer.
Are you serious?
We are getting there. Yes.
From Obalindi.
Do you know? Do you know? There's an argument. Unfortunately, we don't have time. There's an argument that now says that in reality, you shouldn't have. Who was telling me? Okay, what's the lady here? The sports lady here.
Sports. That's Ada.
She was telling me that I think it's in Rabat in Morocco or whatever. It's like the level of 200 that you can get in cash. Yes. Why do you need what? Because it has done it. It has fueled inflation. Most things you buy, you don't even get change. So over time, you tend to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's petrol now, once you bring out a car at the petrol station, you see the attendant, because he's not going anywhere with your change.
With your change.
I hope this will start something where all of us will learn to take advantage of banking. Yeah. We can no longer be carrying bundles of cash and women will tie it in their wrapper. All those yagota that sell lace, 300,000 and so on and so forth, bring it in one dirty paper bag and so on and so forth. 9:51, final word.
Let's we pray they don't postpone the election.
Yes.
I have my own PVC. I'm going to vote against my word. So,
yes. Why are you announcing that?
No, I'm in K2 and I'm ready to go on Friday to Agege.
How come you live in K2 and you registered in Agege?
No, I was formerly.
It's your girlfriend that lives in Agege.
Jesus is single.
Mr. Alamo, to find out.
I just want to implore Nigerians that we should just, take it a little bit. We should exercise a bit of patience that things are going to get better. And it's even getting better. It's just like we are a set of difficult people that we don't easily adapt to change. But I think with time, we'll get used to it and things will get better. It's just there are better days ahead.
That's where we'll end it for today. Thank you very much, Alamutu Adeniyi and Desu Lokweye. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Baba.
Yes, sir.
What is the color of the captain you are going to wear on Monday? Because Baba can't quite rock in. Are you contesting something with cufflinks? Can you imagine? Okay, that's where we'll end it. I'll be back here tomorrow, 9 o'clock, the discourse with Jimmy. So there'll be some form of open mic. So I give a bit of preference to our friends in the diaspora tomorrow. And I'm thinking of inviting my good friend Inkiru to join me. So at least I'll be looking at a pretty face and hearing a lovely voice while we are talking about these issues that can sometimes be contentious. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes,
God
sir.
Bless you.
You too, sir.
So I'll be back here tomorrow. Sorry? It's handsome. Is that what?
No homo.
Guys,
no. No homo.
Why you better be careful. These are not things you say in public. That's a very risky thing to say. It's a very, very risky thing.
For 10 years.
Don't worry. It's a town hall. Okay. All right. So we'll see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bye.
talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Log on to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfoFM Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Free Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. The race is on, and Nigeria.